Federal health officials say three Alaska cruises have been hit by norovirus outbreaks so far this year. They say that's more than usual, but not cause for alarm. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports.
The most recent gastrointestinal illness outbreak was on the Sea Princess, which sails 10-day tours from San Francisco to southeast ports. Two cruises, ending May 30th and June 9th, each had about 140 people become ill. The numbers included about 6% of passengers and 1% of crew. Captain Jarrett Ames of the Centers for Disease Control traveled from Atlanta headquarters to San Francisco to help evaluate the consecutive outbreaks.
I was really trying to look at, first, whether or not there was something that was an onboard source for the illness. It may be something in the food safety system, anything in the potable water system, the pools and spas and so forth.
He did not find any major problems there. CDC staff then looked at onboard practices that might have allowed the norovirus to spread.
We did have some specific review we did in the areas of housekeeping and actual disinfection of cabins, because we felt that there was some cabins that repeated as cabins that had ill people in them, and we wanted to make sure that the disinfection in those cabins was done completely.
The CDC allowed the Sea Princess to begin its current cruise after a thorough cleaning. Princess Cruises spokeswoman Karen Candy says the delay was 4 hours, which forced route changes. Sitka gained an unscheduled stop, Juno saw the ship later than expected, and Haines lost a docking. The CDC's Ames says about 15 suspected norovirus cases have been reported on the ship's current sailing. He says that's a little higher than expected, but not enough to raise serious concerns.
It's about a 0.5% right now. Normally, we look at 2% or 3% of the total passengers or the total crew on board as being elevated. So when it reaches 2%, that's an alert level for us.
The other Alaska cruise outbreak this season came on the May 20th sailing of the Celebrity Millennium. The CDC reported 113 cases. The following cruise had no such problem. Another ship, the Coral Princess, had norovirus and E. coli outbreaks in the weeks before beginning its Alaska sailings. Norovirus, also called Norwalk-like virus, is a common gastrointestinal illness that causes diarrhea and vomiting. Cruise lines ask passengers to reveal the sickness or anything like it as they board and during sailings.
They will isolate people in their cabins until they're symptom-free for a period of 24 hours. They prevent those people from leaving the ship by way of marking their key cards so that they can't leave the ship and go ashore. And so once they're aware of it, they really do have a good system for monitoring those cases.
Ames says the system breaks down when passengers fail to report their illnesses and leave their cabins. He says the most recent outbreaks pose minimal risk for those on shore, since the most infectious passengers are too ill to leave the ships. Still, he says, hand washing and disinfecting handrails and similar surfaces helps prevent norovirus cases. This is Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.